This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So here we are once again. Triple Captain is back with all the answers to your game week questions. Well, in theory. Maybe not, actually. It's going to be a short one this week.
Captain Mo Salah.
Yeah, that's the answer. That's always the answer to the question. But yeah, I'm Rich Wolfenden, football commentator, usually joined by my co-host Luke Jerdy, who once again isn't here. But you know what? He's got things to do. We'll let him do them. But won't worry. We'll probably hear from him later on in the podcast, in fact. But that's great, because I get to talk to background Ben, slash producer Ben, slash old pal Ben. How are you, Ben?
Not great. I was doing really, really well until Mo Salah went on one against Everton, which he doesn't usually do against Everton. The Merseyside derby is usually a pretty dull, flat game. And I looked at his stats and I was like, right, Mo Salah against Everton. Oh, okay, he's got man of the match in one of them. But apart from that, I think he's only scored one goal against Everton or something ridiculously low.
In the league.
Anyway.
Yeah, in the Premier League.
In the league, yeah.
I remember he scored I think he scored like the Puskás goal about 4 years ago against us at Anfield. But I think that was the FA Cup, so it might have been a different bunch of stats you were looking at.
Yeah, but I captained Kane instead of Mo Salah. Just because I'm an idiot.
And what's my phrase?
Go with Mo.
Yeah, not remain with Kane. Go with Mo.
Yeah, there was a stat about Kane against recently promoted teams, and that he's got 12 double-digit hauls or something stupid against recently promoted teams. And like, yeah, and obviously, you know, they won Tottenham last night, but Kane got 2 points, or well, 4 points, because I had the captain's armband on.
Oh, man.
And I dropped again, 1.3 million.
It's upsetting. But yeah, Tottenham still aren't very good. But anyway, I should probably say, just before we jump into it, that we are Triple Captain, at FPL Triple Cap on Twitter. Go and follow us and click the link to join our Discord. It's boss. You won't regret it. Trust me. All your questions are answered there. You want to try it. Trust me. But yeah, all right, where do you want to start then? Should we review our game weeks?
Really quickly.
Yeah, okay. I'll go first then. This is the first time this season I've finished below the average. I'm very, very upset about it. 58 points was the average this week, so another high-scoring game week. There's been a lot of them this season. I got 56. It's not too far below, but, you know, I'm trying to push back into that top 100K. I was in it for, I think, 2 weeks, and I dropped out of it last week. But yeah, my game week rank, 5.3 million out of 8.7 million. So that's not what you want to be finishing on when I'm trying to make gains in the overall league. So slipped down to 221K. Actually, I thought it was a bit better than that. So actually a lot worse. 56 points for me. Not really many surprises in my team. Captain Salah. So that was 30 points, over half my points. Jesus got an assist for that Bernardo Silva volley. Smith Rowe got a very controversial goal against Manchester United, which is a great finish, and it rightly stood, in my opinion. Did you see it?
And also Gary Lineker's opinion.
And Gary Lineker's opinion. Fred stood. We didn't even stand on him. He like bumped into him. God knows why De Gea was rolling around on the floor. He's an old man, isn't he? But yeah, 7 points from Smith Rowe. And then, yeah, just ones and twos across the board. Thiago Silva was dropped for Chelsea. So he started on the bench, came on at halftime. Only got 1 point. Reece James didn't even get in the squad, so he was dropped, which meant Livramento came off the bench for me. He only got 1 point because they drew 2-2 with Leicester City. It was just a frustrating game week. I went big at the back on my wild card, and it has not paid off in any way whatsoever as of yet. And this is the first time this season I've been stung by rotation from these teams chasing the title, so I feel like December's going to be the month where it happens a few more times as well. So this week, even though it only seems like yesterday I did my wild card, I've got 2 free transfers. So maybe it's just a little bit of consolidation with these transfers. Bring in players who I know are going to start because I need that bench to be, you know, in working order.
Yeah.
But yeah, so disappointing week for me, 56. Ben, how did you get on?
54. It started so well. Mason Mount got me 12 points. Bernardo got me 10 points. Bernardo Silva, who's everyone seems to want now. I got him in a few weeks ago.
It's mad how prolific he's become, because he's never been this prolific in his time at Manchester City. I can't remember it anyway.
Just until the 93rd minute, I had Gaita, my goalie, Crystal Palace, sitting on a clean sheet. And then the penalty. Could he? I hate these moments where it's like he could save it and get even more points, or he could lose his clean sheet points. Of course, Rafinha buried it. Like, it's just, I just hate FPL at the moment. I want to stay positive with it. I want to, you know, oh, it's a good, fun game that is enjoyable. But then you just see, like, oh, why have they got a penalty in the 93rd minute? Oh, for God's sake. It just really is starting to annoy me.
That's how it goes.
But you posted something in our WhatsApp group earlier this week from @thatfamousjimmy on Twitter, about how he went. He's not around your ranking, actually, Rich. He's 225K in the world at the moment, but he was 136th at one point. 136.
Not 136K. He's dropped. 136. 136. Out of 8.7 million.
And he blames it all on captain choices. Because in game week 8, he captained Salah, like everyone's been doing. Then he captained Havertz. That was the week where Lukaku was injured.
Oh, they played Norwich.
Salah got 24 points that week and he didn't captain him. Oh. The week after, he went, oh, should probably captain Salah. Salah got an assist. That was it. And then how do you say, I still can't say his name, Mbemo. Captained him for game week 11, then came for game week 12. Then he went, oh, this is not working out. And he's captained Salah again. He got one assist. And then he captained Son for this game week. And it is just that thing of like, this is why I hate the captain chip so much in FPL, because it makes such a major difference. I really wish that it just didn't exist.
Yeah.
And it was maybe like you could play it one week, like the triple captain. Mm. Like, keep the triple captainship because it's the name of our podcast. But just get rid of the captainship because it really has the ability to make or break your game week and on one player and one performance. And that annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, no.
But anyway,
I completely agree. But, you know, it's there and we've got to deal with it. And, you know, when you're captain Halls, like, it's such a good feeling. I mean, well, it wasn't for me the weekend. I put the chip, the captain's armband on Salah against Everton because I knew Everton were going to lose. And, you know, disaster at the back for Everton or whatever. They lost very heavily. But, you know, it's there. You've got to use it. So it makes sense to put it on Mo Salah. All right, it's boring sticking it on Salah every week. But if you take it off Salah and Salah delivers, who's, you know, effective ownership is through the roof, the highest in the game.
It's the damage. Oh,
you've got to do it just to, you know, have your own back, essentially. It's like crossing a road. You got to look both ways before you cross it. That's Captain Salah. Otherwise, you know, Captain Kane, you're running across the road without looking both ways. You know, it's a proper roll of the dice.
That's what I've been doing for weeks.
You've been hit by a car a few times.
So I captain Kane this week. In fact, let me just double check how many weeks I've been making the same mistake for. Oh, yeah, I captained him the week before, but obviously the game was called off. So it actually did go to vice-captain Salah then. I captain Kane in game week 12. I captained him in game week 11. Go with Mo.
Has to be said. I interrupted you there in the rest of your team, I think.
Oh, don't worry about the rest of my team.
Okay.
The rest of my team was Conor Gallagher, who got 1 point.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Look around the back. Alexander-Arnold 2, Cancelo 2, Rudiger 2, Trossard 2, Armstrong for Southampton 2. Like, twos everywhere. Twos everywhere. And look, let's just talk about this week, what we're doing. I've got 2 free transfers, actually. So I think it might be time to say goodbye to Harry Kane. What do you think? Tottenham. I didn't actually watch the game last night, so I don't know how they performed. I just was watching it on my phone whilst looking at Christmas lights.
Yeah, I was out last night, so I didn't watch any of the games either. Into this lovely little pub in Kensington, and they've covered all of the outside in golden lights, and they was there for a big classic, like, pub light switch on where there's about, everyone's indoors getting all warm and cozy, and then you have to go outside for 5 minutes for the 3, 2, 1, and then the really underwhelming lights come on. But it was great fun. So I missed the Tottenham game, unfortunately, but I watched the highlights this morning and they look good, but, you know, they're playing a poor Brentford team. So I expected them to look good. And the Son goal was how you'd imagine all of Son's goals. A quick breakaway for Tottenham, Reguilón down the left-hand side, squared it, open goal for Son to tap into. And if you get more of that kind of goal, then, you know, Son could bang, but they've not lost under Conte yet. Have they drawn two? No. 1-2.
Yeah, so
1-2 and
lost to Man
one.
United 3-0, and they drew with Everton and then beaten Leeds. So when did Conte join?
Yeah, so Everton was his first game. So they've won two and drawn one. So they've improved. And I'm right in saying they haven't conceded yet. So is that three clean sheets?
They conceded against Leeds.
They conceded against Leeds. All right, well, yeah, it's an improvement nonetheless. So I'm looking potentially at Reguilón. He doesn't get too many goals. I think his first Premier League goal was against Leeds. I think I might be right in saying it was only a few weeks ago. And he just gets forward. We were talking a few weeks ago about Emerson Royal and Sergio Reguilón, and he's by far and away the one who returns more attacking returns. I mean, you look at Liverpool throughout the season. All right, Robertson's just got two assists, but throughout the majority of the season, Alexander-Arnold's always been the one who scored more and assisted more. And I feel like Reguilón is the equivalent for Tottenham, albeit with a much lower ceiling. And for 5.2, that's pretty tasty, actually. I mean, if you compare that him to, like, you know, all the midfielders in that price bracket, you're looking at, like, Ødegaard and players like that who don't interest you really in any kind of way. But Reguilón, with the clean sheets on top of maybe getting an assist, he becomes an asset all of a sudden, and he's up there in the top few transfers I want to make. And I think this could be the week where I move on Livramento. It's been a long old relationship we've had, me and Tino. But this could be the week where he gets replaced for someone who, you know, has got a good potential to get double figures.
But that's what you do it for, isn't it? You get the players like that who rise in value, and it makes you be able to afford these better players.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about Son and Kane.
Okay.
Because they are playing Dean Smith Norwich.
Yeah.
Who have been looking better. They drew against Wolves and they beat Southampton, which is obviously the last game. But Dean came in then. They drew against... they had two draws for Dean. Newcastle 1-1.
Yeah. I did the game against Wolves. And they matched Wolves, you know. And, you know, Wolves aren't to be sniffed at. They've beaten West Ham a few weeks ago. They're up in the Europa League places. I mean, I don't know how, because they look utterly, utterly toothless going forward. I'm looking at getting rid of Jimenez this week. He's still, like, the main guy attacking-wise for Wolves. But they just don't have any kind of flair in the creative department. But yeah, Son and Kane, they do look like options. And you talk about the fixtures over the coming weeks, because this is what I'm basing the season off. If you've been listening all season, this is how I'm picking my team this year, as I'm just looking at the fixtures, going on the fixture difficulty rating on the Fantasy Premier League website, and you can just see, you know, the greens that are easy fixtures, the reds that are difficult fixtures, deep reds that are extra difficult fixtures. And you look at Spurs, and they've, over the next seven games, got four green fixtures. One of them's this weekend, Norwich at home, which you'd fancy Spurs in. Then in a few weeks, they've got Palace, Southampton and Watford. But before then, they've got Brighton, Leicester, and then Liverpool. So it's not the easiest of run-ins, because, you know, Norwich are improving. Brighton have been difficult all season, and Leicester always seem to find a way to score. So, you know, it could be a difficult run-in for Spurs. But I'm still not impressed by them enough in an attacking sense to bring in Kane for the price that he is. I had Son and I got rid of Son. And even though he returned at the weekend, I'm not in a rush to get him back in. I've got Mane, who's been a bit of a flop since I brought him in. But I look at Liverpool's fixtures and they've not got a difficult game for the next 6 weeks. So I think I might leave Mane in over Son at the moment. Why? What are you thinking with Kane?
I think I'm going to give him one last chance against Norwich.
I would. I definitely would.
And I think I might put the captain's hat back
on. You're a madman.
I need him to return something. I need him to return something. Okay, let's go across London. This is the transfer I'm going to make this week. I've already made it, actually, whilst we're on this call.
Right.
I've taken out Trossard from Brighton and I've brought in Emil Smith Rowe.
Ooh, ESR.
Let's talk Arsenal.
Okay.
Because they've got a good few weeks.
But why did you take out Trossard? They've got Southampton, who've been leaking goals.
Yeah, I know. Because it's either him or Gallagher. And I want Gallagher in terms of the fixtures that they've got coming up.
But they've got Man United away.
They've got Man United away. And then they've got Everton, Southampton, Watford, Spurs,
to be fair, actually,
Norwich.
Yeah. I see that.
Like, in terms of the long run.
Yeah, no, I agree, actually, yeah. This game week will be difficult. But you never know. Man United still conceding goals, aren't they? So there could be a chance there for Gallagher. Yeah, Arsenal look decent this season. You know, I think forgetting their start to the season, they've been pretty good. And if it wasn't for those first few weeks, you know, they'd be up there pushing, you know, that top three pack who are pushing for the league title. They're obviously still a level below City, Chelsea and Liverpool.
Well, and United after the result last night.
Yeah. And I think they're at a similar level to Man United, Arsenal, I'd say. Neither of them are title contenders. But, you know, they're European hunters. Maybe they get that fourth spot, either one of them. Who knows? West Ham are in that pack as well. But, yeah.
Which is still mad.
Which is still mad. David Moyes is West Ham. Yeah, I like Arsenal. Smith Rowe's the main contender, isn't he? He's got to be the main contender. I mean, actually, probably Ramsdale is the main contender. I think he still offers the best value in goal. And the fixtures over the next few weeks, you know, he should be getting a few save points, a few clean sheets. Everton are still hopeless going forward and are still hapless at the back. So it's a good fixture for Arsenal, even though it's at Goodison. Oh, I've just remembered I'm going to this game. Oh, God.
Looking forward to it.
Jesus, I watched the Everton highlights before for the first time in like a month because I've just no interest in Everton. I think Arsenal will score against Everton. I think Aubameyang's got a great record against Everton, actually. It's a big ask to get Aubameyang in because he's a lot of money. But, you know, if you've got Aubameyang, keep hold of him for this fixture. And then other than that, who'd you bring in? It's probably just got to be Smith Rowe. I think Saka's still injured, isn't he? So Smith Rowe is right to be brought in by you. I concur.
Should we go north?
Yes, let's go north. The northwest, specifically, yeah. I think, because that's where there's a lot of good fixtures over the next few weeks. So, as I mentioned before about the fixture difficulty rating that fantasy football weighs up its fixtures on. Out of Liverpool, Manchester City and Manchester United, out of their combined 21 matches over the next 7 game weeks, they've only got 2 red squares out of those 21 in terms of fixtures.
Wow.
So Chelsea away for Liverpool in 7 weeks' time, and then Manchester City are away to Arsenal in 7 weeks' time. So there's so many.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, there's so many good fixtures for those teams. So what I said last week when I was like, load up on Chelsea, Liverpool and Man City, you've got to do it. You just got to pick the right players. And that's the difficult thing. And that's where it's not worked for me over the last couple of weeks, because I've loaded up on these teams, but the players haven't delivered for me. That's why it's been really frustrating over the last few weeks. Like I brought in, like I said, Mane, who's not delivered. Jota's been the one who's been scoring. Cancelo's not delivered since I brought him in. Reece James hasn't delivered, and neither's, well, Jesus did last night, but he's not delivered previously. It's just about getting the right players from those teams. But the one that is the biggest head scratcher, and it's a bit annoying actually because Luke's not here, and I'd like to ask him about this in regards to Manchester United. Who do you bring in from Manchester United? Because you look at those fixtures for Man United. They've got Palace at Old Trafford next, then Norwich away, then Brentford away, Brighton at home, Newcastle away, Burnley at home, and then Wolves at home. So, you know, there's 4 relegation contenders there that Manchester United are playing. But I don't know who you bring in. I mean,
Rashford, you got 2 goals last night.
Yeah, Ronaldo.
It's a straight swap for me as well. If you've got Kane, it's a straight swap.
Yeah.
Same money.
I'd prefer Ronaldo over Kane, you know. I prefer Ronaldo over Kane. Is Ronaldo more than Kane?
No, not at the moment.
No.
Kane, yes, slightly. So 12.2 selling value, 12.3. They're both 12.3 to buy.
Oh, okay. Sound. Oh, I don't know. It's so hard. But you know,
and you know what? You can see that people have done it because Ronaldo's down to 27.7% owned. Kane's gone up to 10.6% owned. You can see that people have just done that straight swap.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot of people going, oh, shall I just swap it back? Especially after last night.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so hard. I mean, again, I only watched the highlights because I was out. But, you know, they looked decent again. I know it was a bit of a... It's a derby match, isn't it, really? Man United v Arsenal, you know, there's a history there. So they may have just been up for that. And they always say form goes out the window for it. But, you know, Crystal Palace at home, it's going to be the first game that Ralph Rangnick manages the side as well. So, you know, they could be up for it. It's just, if you're not getting Ronaldo, I don't know who else you get. He started Rashford the last few weeks, and I think you could be forgiven for forgetting that Rashford even played in them games because he's done absolutely nothing in them. Sancho scored against Chelsea, but he's looked absolutely woeful for the majority of the season. I've Manchester United throughout the majority of the season. So I don't want to get in any defenders because they're still conceding. I just don't know who to get in from an attacking point. Bruno Fernandes, we've hardly mentioned him all season. But yeah. Maybe get him in. Yeah. He scored, didn't he? But yeah. It's a big, big question mark. And I don't have the answer. I might have to do a bit more reading on this. Maybe you take a punt and go with Sancho. Actually, no.
Well, you know what? I've seen a few people doing that.
Really?
In the FPL community on Twitter.
How many?
I mean, I think the difficult thing is, you know, we might get a completely new team again. You just don't know, do you?
Yeah.
When a new manager comes in, like, who's he going to prefer? Who's he going to start? So that's the only thing. I mean, you've got to, you know, Ronaldo is going to be starting, especially if Roy Keane's got anything to do with it.
Yeah. And Roy Keane, even though he's not at Manchester United, he has so much influence because of his, you know, post-match analysis and stuff on Monday Night Football. So he has an influence, whether he likes it or not, as does Gary Neville.
His little tiffs with Jamie Carragher. I've watched yeah. that back a few times. I love it.
Poor Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, just like.
Yeah.
I love it, yeah. CA, row one. Manchester United. I'd like to throw some names and say, this person will deliver, this is who you should be getting in. But I just don't have the answer. But maybe wait 1 week, because then they play Norwich and then we'll have more of an idea of who Ranić's going to play. I'd like Greenwood to start playing again, because he still offers good value, but, you know, he's probably not going to start because of those players who are ahead of him in the queue. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah. Well, we have got a voice note from Luke Jurdy. We haven't heard it yet because we're recording this before he sent the voice note. So he might talk about Man United.
Okay.
He might not.
Fingers crossed.
I imagine he will.
Fingers crossed.
Hiya lads, apologies again for not being able to join this game week. Super quick turnaround, lots of things happening here at the moment, so I'm just haven't had chance to be able to join you for the recording. But I'm hoping after this game week, things will settle down a bit, so I can be back regularly hosting and having the banter. Sounded like Alan Partridge there. So this week, just to update you, I got 66 points. Higher than the average, pretty good. Very slight red arrow, but I'm kind of okay with it. I made one transfer. I bought in Marcus Alonso for Matt Lowton to go four at the back. Of course, James was injured, and then Alonso got 1 point. So not a great transfer in for me this week, but I'm pretty happy going forward with those two Chelsea wingbacks. It was all about the midfield this week. Obviously, Mo Salah. You can't captain anyone but Mo Salah. If you don't and he bangs, you're in real, real trouble with the rank. So I'm glad I captained him for his 30-pointer. Jota coming in with 8 with a late goal. Rafinha coming in with 8 with a late goal. And Son coming in with 8. Finally, Heung-min Son returned for me. And he is winning the battle of him versus Kane. So pretty happy with that. And I think he looked okay last night. Spurs, I don't think they're going to turn anyone over at the moment. It really seems like Conte is steadying the ship. But I'm going to stick with Son for now, I think. I'm probably going to roll my transfer this week. I think it's really important to have two to play with around this Christmas period. So if there's nothing major happening in my team, then I should perhaps roll. My team looks pretty well set up. There's nobody really that's jumping out, screaming at me to buy. And I mean, it was a bit of an odd game week, really, with some quite random players returning big points. I mean, I'll probably stick with Ivan Tony for another week. I'm probably still going to hold Antonio because of West Ham's fixtures. There's some things that you just end up having to do just to play around with transfers more. I am interested in a United player, whether that's Ronaldo, Sancho or Rashford, or even maybe Bruno, because I think Rangnick is going to come in and do pretty well. I'm pretty sure I am going to roll this week. I guess the main question and dilemma that we should all be asking ourselves at the moment is, how many differentials do you need in order to boost your ranking off? Because my team is very, very template at the moment. And as I've stated, it hasn't mattered too much in recent weeks because I've still managed to get green arrows. But on a week like this week, where I still got 66 points, but a lot of my players are players that everybody else owns, and other players, which are perhaps slight differentials, returned. So I guess it's a case of just balancing that and deciding, thinking about differentials, are there any to bring in? So those are kind of my main thoughts for now. Apologies that it's short, but I'll be back next week with a lot more detailed thoughts, and the extra ep will be back as well.
Cool.
Thank you, Luke.
For whatever you said.
Yeah, beautiful. I agree with everything.
We agree.
I'm
yes,
so complimentary absolutely. About our looks. I agree. right, well, is there anything else to say?
Who's captain? Do we even need to ask that question anymore?
Well, yeah, because you're going to go with Harry Kane, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. One last roll of the dice. Because I've only made one transfer this week.
Okay.
So I have got two free transfers after this game week.
Okay.
So Harry Kane, one last roll of the dice.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Let's
You know, Wolves haven't conceded in their last three games, and that's who Liverpool play. But I will still be going with Mo Salah because he's the seventh best player in the world, and you've got to have the captain's armband on him.
It's outrageous, that is, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with Mo Salah. I'm gonna get a mug with that on him. But I don't know. Again, we don't know who Luke said, but presumably he said go with Mo.
Or what's the other one? Refrain with Kane? No.
Refrain from Kane?
Remain
with Kane.
With Kane.
You can remain.
I think refrain from Kane is probably better.
Yeah. Remain with Kane. Or maybe refrane from Mane. No, it doesn't work. and on that note, I think all that's left to say is at FPL Triple Cap on Twitter. Join our Discord. All the build up you need for an FPL weekend is on there. All your answers, I can't keep saying this wrong, all your questions are answered by either one of us or a fellow FPLer. Game week 15, they're coming thick and fast at the moment. Good luck, everyone.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal training session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
He obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost 3 pounds this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost 3 pounds this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost 3 pounds this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am 1 pound down this week.
All
well
good,
done, mate.
We've all lost, progress. which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
10 pounds in a week, boys.
What? That's like a that's more than my baby weighed when he was born, so we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.